Everyone yawns, but no one knows why. We start when we are in the womb, and we do it through old age. Most vertebrates, even birds and fishes, yawn too. Hippocrates proposed in the 4th century BC that yawning got rid of bad air and increased good air in the brain. The modern view of this theory is that yawning helps increase blood oxygen levels and decrease carbon dioxide. If this were true, then people would yawn more when they exercise. In fact, experiments suggest that the best way to increase blood oxygen levels is not by yawning, but rapid breathing. Yawning occurs most frequently before and after sleep, and the feeling of drowsiness accompanies increased yawning. So maybe yawning helps keep us awake. Researchers tested this hypothesis by inducing yawning in human subjects. But brain scans produced no evidence that yawning increased vigilance in the brain or central nervous system. Maybe yawning lowers arousal and helps us go to sleep. But even though yawning and drowsiness occur together, no experiment has shown a causal connection between the two. Another theory is that yawning helps equalize pressure in the middle ear with outside air pressure. But that function can be fulfilled by chewing or swallowing. So what purpose does yawning serve? Could the purpose of yawning be regulation of body heat? Researchers have shown that yawns can be decreased when a cold pack is placed on the forehead, and increased with a warm pack. Dr. Gugisberg, a researcher at the University of Geneva, finds the evidence for the thermal regulation theory intriguing. In rat experiments, yawning is preceded by rapid increases in brain temperature, and following the yawning, a return to lower temperatures. Dr. Gugisberg offered a conclusion that few experts will find objectionable. Yawning, he said, is a very rich and complex phenomenon.